奉献者们，大家好。今天是平安夜，我们很荣幸邀请到Sita Krishna Swami Maharaj 来给我们讲述Vrindavan 非常甜美的逍遥时光。那聆听这样的逍遥时光，可以给我们的内心带来真正超然的平安喜乐。 Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna
Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
My humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
So Maharaj, so would you please chant Jaya Radha Madhava?
Yes. Jaya Radha Madhava.Punya Vihari Kopi Jana Vallabha Kirivarathari Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari Kopi Jana Vallabha KirivarathariYasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yamunakira Vanachari Yamunakira VanachariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarathari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha GiriYasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yamunakira Vanachari Yamunakira VanachariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarathari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha GirivarathariYasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yamunakira Vanachari Yamunakira VanachariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarathari Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yasodhanandana Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Siravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kamja Vihari Kamja Jana Vandhava Siri Vadadhani Jaya Radha Madhava Kamja Vihari Jana Vallabha Jivala Dhani Sodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Nirvaita Gunadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Gaurani Kaya Gaurani Kaya Gaurani Kaya Gaurani Kaya Yari Govardhan Jaya Jai 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 哎呦，乌鸦他妈的乌鸦，这什么狼乌鸦？哦，你刚来乌鸦去了，头发在。
在。
什么味道？什么味道？乌鸦。
在。
哦，他妈的你。
哈利哈利波。
我们家那点了，谁家那点了出来？Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, would you like to answer question from last week?
Yes.
Okay. Last week, Pantra Tadava Prabhu asked a question. He said, my obeisance to Maharaj and all the devotees. how to distinguish who is a real devotee, sadhu, and who is false pretend devotee or sadhu.
不好意思，我应该要跟奉献者们翻译成中文。这个潘查塔塔巴法布的问题是，如何去识别伪装的奉献者或者说伪装的圣人？
Yes, this is the
yes.
One of the very good questions. How to recognize who is the real Vaishnava and who is the false?
其实这是一个很好的问题，就是如何去辨识什么才是真正的奉献者，什么是伪装的奉献者。
Actually, in Krishna's Leela, we know how the false, those who are outside looks like real, but they are not real.
其实我们在 Krishna Leela, Krishna 从事的这些逍遥时光中, 我们就有告诉我们那种什么叫做 外表好像显得 像是一个奉献者，可是其实内在根本就是个骗子的人。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Ask Krishna kill one day.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you know I didn't hear you. The connection, was broken. So can you, you have to repeat it because I didn't hear anything.
Yes. Okay. So first demon Krishna killed. Her name was Putana. Putana is the first demon Krishna killed.
Krishna 所杀的第一个恶魔是 Putana.
And Putana is a representative of false guru, false devotees.
那 Putana 它就代表的就是一个伪装的奉献者。
So we know how Putana came and outside, she looks like goddess of fortune, perfect mother.
那我们都知道 Putana 把自己伪装成就像是幸运女神一样。 代表着一个完美的母亲的那种样貌来到 Krishna 的面前。
So, and later on we can see how the inner mood, what the inside, the outside she dressed like mother, and she was so beautiful and looked so good. So no one can disbelieve, no one can doubt her, nothing. So everyone allowed to her to take Krishna on her lap.
Putana 呢，她把自己就是伪装得非常好，她的样子外在看起来真的是美若天仙呐，就像幸运女神一样，看起来是那么的美丽，那么像是一个非常深情 的母亲，没有人会去怀疑她的动机，所以她很轻松，就是很容易的就进入了Krishna的家里，就抱起了 Krishna.
So those who are attached to bhakti and mukti, and those who teaches bhakti mukti, the guru and the devotees, those who are attached, material enjoyment, liberation, these are false devotees.
而那些还依恋着物质的感官享乐，物质的快乐，依恋着那种寻求解脱的那种奉献者， 就被叫做虚伪的伪装的奉献者，因为他们的内在，他们所要的东西不是 Krishna。
And we know how Krishna killed Putana。
那我们也知道 Krishna 是怎么杀死这个 Putana 的。
But the false devotee, they are looks like that, looks like very well dressed up, well everything first class, but the mind inside the mood was bhukti and mukti, their positions and the material enjoyment, the liberation, these are the inside inner mood.
所以什么叫做伪装的奉献者呢？也就是说你看他看起来道貌岸然的把自己装扮的很像是个奉献者，他看起来什么好像都是一流的，好让你根本就从外貌看根本你就没有办法分辨出来，可是事实上他的心里想着的都不是，里面不是奉爱，不是 Krishna，想着是自己的地位，想着是他如何能够更好的享有物质的快乐，物质的名声地位，想着是如何自己能够得到解脱，得到更多的享乐。
So like Mother Yasoda and Rohini, they could not recognize her. They thought she might the goddess of fortune.
因此像这个 Putana 他就是一个伪装的奉献者，所以连 Rohini 妈妈跟 Yashoda 妈妈都辨识不出 Putana 他怀着的这个邪恶的动机来，以为他是幸运女神一样的。
And they could not stop her, so she went and she took Krishna and give her breast like poison breast.
So Yashoda 妈妈跟 Rohini 妈妈他们都没有办法阻挡这个 Putana 走进来，他们就让他进来抱着 Krishna， 然后甚至于他喂 Krishna 喝奶。好，那他喂他喝奶，可是他就是有毒的奶，他在自己的这个乳头上涂上了毒药，他想把 Krishna 给毒死。
So, but Krishna is so merciful, and he was someone he holds, he could not release. No, he could not release, means he could not give up. So he hold Putana breast.And he drank the milk, and he completely soaked her milk and soaked her life air.
而 Krishna 对这个甚至于是这样邪恶动机的 Putana 也是如此的仁慈。Krishna 的仁慈是不可思议的，一旦他吸住了他的这个乳头 ，Putana 这个邪恶的女巫的乳头。他就不放掉他，他就猛力的吸他的奶，就在吸他的奶的这个过程，把他的生命之气也一并给吸走了。Hare Krishna， 哇，马哈拉吉掉线了，就是 Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna， Hare Krishna Maharaj.各位亲爱的奉献者们，请大家耐心的等待一下。好， Maharaj 应该现在就在做一些调整。Govardhan Sahib 那边的收这个讯号本来就不是非常的好，我们就耐心的等候一下哈。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Maharaj, welcome back.
Yes, yes, Hare Krishna. Sorry.
it's so nice you can come back.
Okay.
Maharaj, the last thing you talk about is Putana, Krishna, you know, suck the milk. At the same time, he sucked the live air.
Live air, yes.
Yeah.
So this is those who are the false Vaishnav, they looks like this.
所以这就是伪装的奉献者，他们的情况就是这样子，看起来就是这样子。
When Mahaprabhu, when the devotee from Bengal, he asks who is the Vaishnav, and Mahaprabhu gave many, many plus many answers.
那就是当那个 Mahaprabhu 到那个孟加拉的时候 ，Bengal， 就是来自孟加拉的奉献者问Mahaprabhu， 什么是真正的奉献者？什么是奉献者？
So, first he says, those who take Krishna's name, they are Vaishnava.
首先他说了，因为他给了好几次的答案，首先他说那个唱诵 Krishna 的圣名的他就是奉献者。
Then again said, again, another time he also gave the answer. He says, someone can see the Vaishnava who can remember Krishna. They are actually Vaishnava.
那第二次呢，马哈帕布的回答是，那个就是奉献者们，那个就是人们如果看到他，就能够变成奉献者。Maharaj, you say when he see, you know, the devotee, then he can become a devotee, right?
He become devotee. He remember immediately Krishna.
Oh, 他立刻就能想起 Krishna 的。那么那个人肯定就是一个奉献者，就说一个能够让帮助人们想起 Krishna 的人。
So these are the real devotees, those who can give the bhakti, the devotion in our heart.
就是说心中能够保有这个奉爱之心的人是真正的奉献者。
And they live their life in according the shastras, according the gurus, sadhu shastra gurus instructions.
而他们按照经典圣人灵性导师的引导来生活的一个人是一个真正的奉献者。
But those who are false Vaishnav, they don't do that. The homiskali they do. They don't follow the rule. They don't follow the authorities. The homiskali they do.
那就是所谓的伪装的虚伪的奉献者呢？他们是不遵守，就是经典的训示，不遵守权威的指导。那他们为所欲为，完全是按照自己的凭自己的心意在做事。 Yes, Maharaj.
Is it okay?
Yes. Maharaj, you say even Yashoda Mama and Rohini Mama cannot recognize the Putana.
Yes, it is. Not I am saying. Sukadeva Goswami saying, don't. Sukadeva Goswami, Bhagavatam says.
Yeah. Since such pure devotee cannot recognize Putana, then common people, how can they recognize false devotee?
Yes, it is. Sometimes it is.
Lila arrangement.
Yes, sometimes it is like, because they are so expert. They're so expert. So sometimes it is, but Nanda Baba and others, they know who is what.
那我问Maharaj的问题是，亚修的妈妈跟Rohini妈妈他们是纯粹的奉献者，都没有办法辨识这个虚伪的奉献者了。那我们一般的人怎么有办法辨识呢？那
so that until that Maharaj
说，Maharaj 说，因为这个普坦纳他实在有时候这些虚伪的奉献者实在太厉害了，他们实在做得太精到了。但是有些事实上 Nanda Baba 他是可以辨识的，他但是就是为什么普坦纳来的时候 Nanda Maharaj 他没有在身边。 Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaj.
So he went Mathura to give the tax to Kansa, no? Kansa was the big king, so Nanda Baba was the small king, so he has to pay their tax.
当时 Nanda Maharaj 他没有在，就是没有在场，因为他去那个 Mathura 去缴税去了。因为 Kamsa 是当时的一个就是等于是 Nanda Maharaj 只是一个小地方的一个头，所以他去缴税去了。
So this is the those who are actually false Vaishnava, it is very difficult to recognize them.
所以事实上，如果要辨识这种虚伪的，就是这种虚伪的圣人、虚伪的奉献者，其实有些时候还真的是不容易。
So Prabhupada, many purpose in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wrote sometimes many devotee in ISKCON also, many demon also enter in ISKCON also, many the pseudo devotee, false devotee also enter.
因此在这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中，释迦牟尼佛在很多地方要旨中，他有写到，事实上在这个年代，很多的恶魔混进了奉献者中之中。
Those who are only they just they saw in outside they saw their devotees they do only but the inside they have this propensity the homiskelly they do whatever they do and the sense enjoyment, you know, the material sense enjoyment they are, and they also the bhukti mukti, they are the main goal is bhukti mukti, the power, the post, these are their goal. Not real devotion, they are not goal. The true, the pure devotion is not their goal.
因此像这样子的这种虚伪的奉献者，他们就是把自己装扮的像奉献者，可是事实上他们内在根本就没有奉爱，他们的心里面想着的都是怎么样更好的感官享乐，怎么样能够获得解脱，这一类的东西跟奉爱无关，然后如何才能够得到更多的权力，更高的位置。 Yes.
So we have to so this is that we have to if someone has their propensity, but if they will chant properly, that's why last many class before I used that term, in every devotee they should ask themselves, I'm a pious demon or I am a devotee.
So, 事实上 Maharaj, you say actually we have to be careful. You know, we may have that kind of propensity, right? We have to be aware. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Maharaj, 意思就是说我我 Maharaj, may I translate first?
Yes,
I translate first. Maharaj 说，事实上我们每个人都要小心，因为我们的内在都有不洁的地方，所以我们可能也有会有这种倾向，只是比例的问题而已。那所以这种虚伪的倾向，对不对？假装的倾向，所以当我们在练习这个奉爱的这个做奉爱的这种练习的过程中，我们要时时的警惕自己，要时时的。问自己，好，就是询问自己，我们到底要的是什么？就是我要的，我们要的是 Krishna， 还是要的是那些就是名啊、利啊、感官享乐、解脱这种东西？Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Yes, so this is the, so we should ask ourselves.So that that class I mentioned, so we should ask ourselves, we should be very careful, we should ask ourselves, am I a pious demon or I am a devotee?
所以我们应该要真的要警惕，要询问我们自己，首先应该先问自己，我是一个恶魔还是一个真正的奉献者？我们要有，就是要去检查自己是处在什么样的状态中，这是一个很重要的事情。
So devotee means we have surrender to Krishna, surrender to our authority, surrender to, like, if devotee means he has the qualities, no, the behavior, such a Vaishnava behavior, we know how Vaishnava acharya, this is the first class, the behavior is first class.First, you can notice, oh, he is the Vaishnava. He is the devotee. means he has good behavior and according shastra he has, and he do that.
一个真正的奉献者，他必然是臣服于 Krishna， 臣服于权威，臣服于经典，按照权威、经典、圣人，的这种训示来活动，他的行为必然是符合一流的，符合真正的就是标准来活动的。
So this is the actually.It is very difficult to now to recognize you, but we have to ourselves, we have to judge this. Are we are real, we are doing the devotional service, we are real following the path, our Rupa Sanatan, Rupa Raghunath path and Prabhupada path, or we are deviating and we are doing our things, which is not recommended in Shastras.
因此其实我们首先不用去管别人是不是奉献者，首先我们应该要把自己的心照顾好，我是真的吗？我是真的要 Krishna 吗？我是真的按照这个奉爱的这个程序在走吗？我是不是 Rupa Goswami 和 Raghunath Das Goswami 的跟随者？我是不是跟随着 Srila Prabhupada 的脚步呢？我们应该要检查自己。
Yes, it is. It is a big question actually. This is the good question. And,
其实这是这是一个好问题。
And this question, many answer Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave in his Harinam Chintamani.
那Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的圣灵点睛时 Harinam Chintamani 中也谈到了这个问题的一些答案。
This is the quality of Vaishnava. Someone has good, this is the, and Mahaprabhu also says, Tlanada Pishani Chena Tarura Pishaisnu Namane Namana Devati. That person can chant constantly who has this, the mood is like that. Tlanada Pishani is the,He is lower than straw in the street. He is taller than the tree. These are the qualities.
那主柴坦亚马哈帕布他在主的白顺归中，也讲到了这个第三节诗，一个人应该比路边的一株稻草还要卑微，应该比一棵大树还要宽容忍耐。好，摒弃一切虚荣感，随时向别人致敬。以这样的心态才能够恒常的念诵主的圣名。好，这是一个真正的奉献者才有办法时时把 Krishna 就是放在他的心中荣耀他。
So these are, there's many things to say, but this is the, I'll tell time to time we'll discuss this. This is the indication, something, some symptom, and we know how the pure devotees, those who are real devotees, they never advertise themselves.
那还有就是，其实这类的问题，就是我们时而我们都会再去提醒奉献者的。那比方说，一个真正的奉献者，他一定不会去吹嘘自己，不会去自我广告。
Those who are false devotees, they advertise so much. They advertise.
可是那些虚伪的奉献者，就是那些对伪装的那些骗子，他们就是一直不断的在吹嘘自己，打广告，就是恨不得别人知道。
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Maharaj.
So, there's any question?
Po Shan Zhong Zeyi. Oh, okay, the Pantra Tadava Prabhu, you know, asked another question. So, Maharaj, you want to answer now or later?
Oh, Krishna, maybe next time, because we'll start today something, Krishna Katha, no?
I see. Okay.
So, Bhajirata Prabhu, thank you, Bhajirata Prabhu. This is your good question, but...
很感谢Pancha Tarava Prabhu提的问题提得这么好。
What is the question? We can, if it is a short question, we can give, we can clear it, because
the question is a Chinese sadhu, Wang Yangming, once said, 我先把他的就是问题说出来。 中国圣人王阳明说过， 破山中贼易， 破心中贼难， 为什么破除内在的障碍更为困难？ OK, Maharaj,
yes.
So this Chinese sadhu say, you know, it's easy to destroy the external thief, but it's very difficult to destroy the thief. Inner thief. The thief within our heart.
Yes.
So he would like to know why it's more difficult to, you know, to get rid of the obstacle in our heart. Why it's more difficult? The inner.
Because it is like when the tree of root is go deep, it is very difficult to uproot that tree. And outside it can uproot, though the tree is not deep rooted, you can easily uproot that.
Maharaj 说，就是因为外在的东西容易被看到嘛，所以它很容易被破除。可是内在的这种障碍，它是根深蒂固的。 它是更深的纠葛在我们的心中，所以不是那么容易可以破除的。嗯。Sometimes
it is give the example in our Vedic literature, when somebody physically hit, see that does not remain like many years, many days. When someone spoke bad word, that word entered your ear and go to your heart. That remember so painful, and you have to revenge. People revenge like that bad word. That's why it is very difficult. If someone slaps somebody physical hitted, that's why that is normal. If that is called physical hitted. And those are like that is the mind. No, those who hitted by mind, that is more subtle. It can go in your more deep in your heart.
对 ，Maharaj 说，如果有人伤到我们的身体，这种外在的身体的痛，它可能持续一下子，或者是一天，甚至于一段时间，甚至于就是，但是它的再怎么样身体上的痛，它顶多就是持续一段时间，它就会终止。 但是比较可怕的是这种幽微的伤害，比方说有人说出了这种尖酸刻薄的、很伤害人的这种话语的时候，那这个话语就像利剑一样，或者是这种流言蜚语啊这些东西，就是伤害人的、诽谤人的这种话语，它因为刺穿人的心。 所以它是更为幽微的一种伤害，它可能在内在会持续很久，甚至一辈子都疼痛不已，都挥之不去。所以更精细的东西本来就是更难拔除。Yes, Maharaj.
So thank you. He will from here will enter inside our lila.
Maharaj, can you say again?
Actually, from this point, how these are so subtle. So to understand this, so I will give the example.
那为什么这样的精细的伤痛会进得那么深？Maharaj 他要给大家讲一个比喻。
Like last time we discussed how in the Brahma also so much he was Mohan, he was also like Vimoho. Vimoho means he was also lament, no? What
illusion, right? Illusion.
Illusion, yes. He was also illusion by Krishna. But he cannot understand Krishna's lila, Krishna's activities.
比方说上一次我们讲到的这个Brahma 的这个逍遥里头有讲到，就是就是他也是处在一种幻觉的能量的作用中啊，他不知道 Krishna 的这个真实的身份是什么。
So Brahma realized actually when he came to Vrindavan, and Vrindavan is not actually the whole creation material world created by Brahma.
You say he came to Vrindavan.
Vrindavan. Yes, but this one is actually this whole material creation was built by Brahma because he is the engineer.
He is the
engineer.
Engineer, yes. 那当 Brahma 他来到 Vrindavan 的时候。想想看他的地位有多崇高，他是整个物质的宇宙，他就是那个工程师，哎，对，所以他当然觉得自己是很了不起的。
So he could not, because when he thought this is because this all whole creation was mine, I created, I know what is this, what is what.
他想说这所有的整个宇宙我是那个工程师，是我创造的啊，这一切都是因为我来创造啊，所以他心里面就知道，他觉得自己是无所不知无所不晓的。
And when he come here and he saw, oh, this is complete, and he completely build it.
可是他来到了这个 Vrindavan 的时候，他真的觉得真的很困惑。
Vrindavan is not built by Brahma's power.
那 Vrindavan 绝对不是Brahma 在他的权限的范围内他的能力所能创造的。
So we know how Vrindavan is when Krishna wants to come to Vrindavan.So he descends this award from Golok Vrindavan, from spiritual world.
当 Krishna 想在 Vrindavan 从事这个逍遥时光的时候，事实上，他是把这个灵性世界的，就是 Vrindavan 是从灵性世界降临下来的。
So it is not the Brahma's creation.
所以它不属于 Brahma 的管辖范围， Vrindavan 不属于Brahma 它所创造的这个部分，它是直接从灵性世界来的。
So in the Ram Lila, you know, when Lord Ram was breaking the bow of Shiva Dhanu and he married Sita Devi,
he broke
the bow.
对 Ramayana 罗摩衍那的那个逍遥时光，他就是 能够举起那个弓，就是在那个世经大会的时候，他举起的那个弓，甚至把弓给拉断了，所以他赢得了这个 the Sita Devi.
So Brahma, Shiva, they both came to see Lord's marriage.
无论是 Brahma 还有 Shiva， 他们都到场来见证这个 Rama 的这个婚礼。
So after Shiva Dhanu broken, he came and he could not believe this boy broken the Shiva Dhanu.
You say Brahma is and Shiva, they cannot believe. Rama can.
Yes, because Ram was such a, he was such a innocent and such a very like 15, 16 years boy, and how he can can take
it.
How he can lift this big bow and broken. So he, because he was thinking in his brain, according to his brain.
所以当时 Rama 他把这个弓给举起来，不但举起来，还把它拉断的时候，他当时因为他的年纪也不过是个十五六岁的那种青少年，好，然后那种很纯真的样子，所以这个 Brahma 跟 Shiva 用他们的脑袋瓜根本没有办法相信 Rama 这个男孩竟然能够把这样的弓给举起来，他们无法置信。
So he was completely, he thought who, actually, those who are in the material world, those who do something, like big, big people, they themselves, I did this. So they show their extraordinary power. But Lord, he was completely innocent and standing near Vishwamitra, the rishi, no? And very innocently. And no one can say this boy broken, the bow of Shiva.
那当时Rama, 他就站在他的就是在这个 Vishwamitra, 这个圣者的旁边，看起来是那么纯真的一个少年的样子。根本他们没有办法相信，因为当时有很多赫赫有名的这些王子啊，很有地位的、很有力量的一些人，他们来，他们都没有办法就是做到。那本来他们想说，应该是这些人才有办法，就是拉起这个弓吧？怎么会是一个这样的一个，就是这样的一个少年呢？
So this is and he was thinking, because this is all my jurisdictions, these all are my creation, and I can understand, but he could not understand this. And this is the Lord's very, very like super excellent pastimes to understand this. It is, even Brahma Shiva could not understand this.
So this 个逍遥时光 ，Brahma 的这个逍遥时光，偷走牧牛童牛犊的这个逍遥时光，其实真的是超级的棒的一个逍遥时光。因为 Brahma 呢，他就真的以为他就是宇宙创造的这个工程师，他自己无所不能、无所不知，所以他觉得就是他，所以他才会开始共高我慢，就是骄傲都升起了。那所以就是连我们就知道，像连 Brahma Shiva 他们那样崇高的地位，都有可能升起这样子的一种被错觉所迷惑了啊，更别说是我们这样的普通的人，更要小心。
Because it is not in material intelligence you cannot understand this.
那从这个逍遥时光，我们就知道说，其实真的不是靠一种物质的能力、物质的智力可以去理解，就是 Krishna， 可以去进入 Krishna 的这种超然的逍遥时光之中，不是那么容易可以征服的领域。连 Brahma、Shiva 这样的伟大的人物，他们有些时候也是在错觉的覆盖之中迷惑不已。
So Brahma was thinking, the Ravan.Who can lift Kailas mountain, and big king, they could not do it. So how this small boy, this 16 years boy can do that? It is not in my intelligence, it is not working now. I cannot believe this.
所以当时 Brahma 跟 Shiva 他们来看到 Rama 举起这个弓把它折断的时候，哇，他们真的说，他们真的觉得这真的是跌破眼镜，他们无法用他们的这种智力想象怎么这么样的一个少年能够做到这样的事情这应该是那种 连那些就是那些伟大的强而有力的战将国王他们都做不到的事情，怎么可能一个这个 Rama 这样的一个清纯的少年能够做到呢？
So like when Lord lifted Giriraj hill, same thing. So someone, the ordinary people, those who are, what they thought, oh, how it is possible? Only five, six, seven years boy lifted big hill. It is not possible. This is not possible.
那当时 Krishna 五六岁大的时候那么小，对，也是很不可思议，他举起了狗巴丹山，可是一般人都无法相信，怎么可能呢？这么小的孩子怎么可能用他的小指头举起狗巴丹山呢？
So he looks Shiva. Shiva says, if your intelligence is not working, that is your foolishness.
Who looks Shiva?
Brahma looks Shiva. He says, my intelligence is not working. My mind is not working.
So Shiva
says, that is your foolish.
That is your what?
That is foolishness. No, that is because this is, you cannot see, it is not like that, it is not happen. It was happen.
Nah.但当时所以 Brahma 他就看着 Shiva 他说，哇，我现在我的整个感觉，我自己的智力，我的心都没有办法运作了，我无法想象这一幕是这样子在我的眼前上演。那 Shiva 就说，这是你的，因为这是你的愚蠢。好，就是 Yes
So Shiva said, if you have to, Shiva means you have to believe. Yes, you have to believe. It is happen. You have to believe. Because this thing, you cannot prove by your argument, you cannot prove by your intelligence, you cannot prove by anything, any source.
那 Shiva 跟 Brahma 讲说，你无法相信，但是你就是必须要相信，因为这是在眼前发生的事情。对，你还是必须要去相信。这个眼前 Rama 举起的这个弓把它折断，这个事情不是用任何的头脑的推断逻辑可以去证明的，就是可以去理解征服的领域，没有办法。
So and they saw the Parshuram came. Parshuram arrived there.And he was so angry. Parshuram, he is the Supreme Personal Godhead. He is the Shaktiyavis Avatar.
You say Parshuram came and what? Yeah.
He came there and he was so angry. Who broke this my Shiva? Because the Parshuram gave the bows to father of Sita, no? They are descendant of father of Sita.They got that bow, Janak Maharaj, no? Parshuram gave this bow to keep their house.
因为这个Janaka 国王这个家里的就是国王的这个弓是由Parshuram 给予的。Parshuram 所给予的这个弓，所以他就是至尊人格守神本人，所以他很生气，怎么这个弓就是被折断了？这样。
So he was angry. He also when he came and he when he looks Ram and everyone and he was asking who broke this and he also could not believe Ram broke. Lord Ram broke.
所以当他询问的时候。这是谁把这个弓折断？然后当他们跟他讲是 Rama 把他折断的时候，他也无可置信，他无法相信，竟然是这个少年把他折断。
And this is the how Lord do like this. Even when Lord went to break the Shiva that bow Shiva Dhanu, so no one can believe this boy will be broke, can take up, can wait, can lift this hand because.It was so big, many hundred people can lift that Shiva Dhanu, that bow.
那这个宫呢，是可能几千人聚在一起才能够抬起来的一个宫，竟然 Rama 这样的一个男孩竟然能够就轻松的就把它举起来，把它折断，这真的是他们是没有办法用普通的头脑能够去理解、去接受、相信的。
And Lord, you see how Lord is so sweet, and also when he broken that and the all the girl, all the ladies of the kingdom, the Janak Maharaj kingdom, when they saw Lord Ram was so beautiful and so sweet, the behavior, so they pray to Lord, please, this boy should broke the dhanu, not the bows. So when they broken, Lord broken, and Lord did not take the credit. He said, when the girl says, no, you didn't, we broke, because we prayed to the Lord and you broke it. Your hand is broken. So Lord also, okay, yeah, you did. This is not how Lord, how his activities, we can understand.
当这个 Rama 把这个弓给折断的时候，那整个Janaka 国王他们的就是那边有很多很多的女士啊，他们看到 Rama 这个少年是那么的美，就是那么俊美，那么甜美啊，他们都簇拥过来，就是就是说，你其实就是说这个不是你，就是因为我们的祈祷才让你这个弓给折断的啊，就是说。就是希望不要，就是大家不要怪罪于 Rama， 是因为他们的祈祷的力量才这样子。So the lady, they don't want them to put the blame on Ram, right?
So not the blame, they
credit.
The lady credit, yes. So Lord said, okay, you pray to Lord, so Lord broken this. So I am only, but this is the Ram, because.Why I am saying this? Because entering this Krishna's Leela, the pastimes, Leelas are so much, it is not like stories. You have to, if you think each and every Leela, it is so important. And if you go deep, it is, you can find out many things.
所谓的 Krishna 的逍遥跟一般的故事是截然不同的，是截然不同的。因为事实上 Krishna 的逍遥时光中，每一件事情的发生都有很蕴含着很深刻的这种奉爱的哲学，很深的值得我们学习的地方，不是只是听听故事，所以很值得我们去深深的沉浸在 Krishna 的逍遥时光中，深度的去探索、去学习、去感受、领会。
So when Brahma, similar way, when Brahma came to see Krishna's pastime, he see Krishna was eating the the yogurt rice and the pickle. So he was completely bewildered. So, but when he I don't want to narrate whole things, but after that, when Krishna shows his the power, and he saw how Krishna's like pervading each and everywhere in Vrindavan.
Krishna, what everywhere in Vrindavan?Krishna
pervading means Krishna pervading.
Pervading. Okay.
Yeah.
所以当 Brahma 这个他看到这个 Krishna 哈、这个小男孩手中拿着这个酸奶饭，还有这个腌黄瓜哈、哇，他觉得真的不敢相信，这有可能是至尊人格守神吗？他看到了 Krishna 所展示的力量。他看到了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 中无所不在， 这些都让他感到非常非常的迷惑。嗯。
And actually then he realized he's the fool number one.
后来他真的知道了，他其实才是个头号大傻瓜。
He was before he was thinking I am the engineer, I am the creator. So that time he was thinking, oh, I am such a foolish person.
嗯，之前呢，他还想说我是整个宇宙的工程师，我是那个创造者。那现在他看到了 Krishna 在他面前所展示的这一切的不可思议的力量的之后。他真的深深的感觉到自己真的是一个很愚蠢的笨蛋。
So, and when he saw actually this Vrindavan is not made by my creation, this is all the potency, the eternal potency. Because in tenth canto Bhagavatam, so it is said, Sukadeva Goswami says, when before coming Krishna to this material world.The Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune, they came and they are actually serving.
They were serving what?
Yeah, Shrayata Indira Saswatatrahi. They are serving in Vrindavan. Because Krishna is coming, they are preparing.
Mm-hmm.
Making place, no, mm-hmm. because this mm-hmm. abode and this thing is the jurisdiction of Lakshmi Devi, the eternal potency of the Lord.
嗯嗯嗯，那 Vrindavan 的展示是 Krishna 的永恒的内在能量的一个展现，这不是所谓的 Brahma 他能够去创造的一个领域，因为这是一个灵性的一个。的领域完全不是一个物质性的东西的地方，所以在 Krishna 降临之前，事实上 Lakshmi Devi 这些心意女神们，她们都是 Krishna 的这个内在能量，她们早就来为 Krishna 做各种的准备的。
So here and he realized and Brahma also realized and Brahma he prayed to the Lord.In Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma's prayer, 40 slokas. He just recites 40 slokas.
嗯，因此在他 Brahma 他觉悟到的这件事情，觉得自己是个头号大傻瓜之后，他就是真诚的向主 Krishna 祈祷，他总共献上了40节诗的祈祷。
So one of the sloka he mentions, because we are discussing how these are so, he said even those who are being counted, even I can count the dust and I can count the water, the ice,I can count the particle of a fire, but I cannot count the pastimes of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord.
Maharaj, I didn't understand which verse you mentioned.
First is the earth, because, you know, you can see the particle, the dust, no? If someone can count the dust,
Dust.
Yeah.
Mm. So he said he can count.
He can count the dust. Even he can, this is the, dust is the first. Second is the more subtle is the water and the ice. You understand?
Dust, water.
You know, dust is,
Can
count, you can see the dust particle, you can count. It is visible in eyes, no? But water is very, it is very subtle. Water looks like it's like this, but there is also particle.
That
is more subtle. And most subtle is the fire, the light.
Fire. Yeah, yeah,
light,
yeah.
Yes. So that also, there is also particle, you can count particle. Brahma says, you see, 5,000 years ago, because of why I calm my mind, Panchatantra asked this question, why the deeper deepest? These also, they are like this. These are also like this.
So it comes
like dust, like dust, the sand. Sand you can count, you know, some, but it is visible.
Yeah.
But water, it is very difficult to count water, the ice. And most difficult is to count the light, the particle of light.
Now, Brahma, he is giving Krishna. 就是他忏悔的时候，他献上的祈祷文，就说对于一般人来讲，其实如果说要去细数这个沙粒、微尘，好，其实就已经很不容易了。好，那更别说是像水，水更不容易去把水的微粒把它区分呢。更别说是光、火啊、光啊。 它的威力就更难了，更难去数它的威力。但是尽管我 Brahma 说他可以做到这些，但是他也没有办法去理解、去了解 Krishna 的，就是无尽的这些逍遥时光。So,
oh Krishna, I cannot count your qualities, your pastimes. It is so unlimited.
所以他就是 Brahma 在赞美 Krishna， 他的逍遥时光是无尽的，哈，无穷无尽的，他的品质，他所从事的这些逍遥时光，好，不是就是这种物质的领域，物质的眼睛，他能够去理解的，能够征服的领域。So
it is very difficult. So he says, oh my Lord, I am, as long as the sun is there, as long as the moon is there, I will offer my respect obeisances to your, these great qualities, great pastimes.
As long as the sun is there?
Yes, means the creation was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 只要就是说，他说，只要太阳还在。 只要整个存在还在的话，我都会 So he said, as long as the sun is there, he will keep praise.
Keep giving his obeisances to him.
他就会继续的不断的在顶拜至尊主。
So this is the when Panchatantra asks, this is the deep way. No, this is more subtle, more subtle, more subtle. Even the Krishna's lila is more subtle. So so we have to very careful to listen this. All the devotees, please come and because you all of you told me to start the lilas. So we'll start the 13th chapter Brahma Vimana Lila, no? 13 chapter and 14th chapter, 10th chapter, 14th chapter, he was praying to the Lord, to the Krishna. Then 15th chapter, when it is finished, so Krishna was going, this is the Gocharan Lila, Krishna is taking the cows. I will just translate this. I will start because today we cannot go. That time already. What is the time?
Run out of time. 所以 Maharaj 邀请所有的奉献者们要锁定频道，就是要来聆听关于这个 Krishna 的这个 Lila 好。 因为事实上这是很深的主题，其实不是，真的不是那种头脑的领域可以很轻易的就可以去了解的东西，但是它很值得，很值得我们投注我们的心力跟时间去探索。那 今天Maharaj 稍微又提到了，就是第十篇圣严伯教法坛第十篇第十三第十四章的这个逍遥，好，为了回答就是这个 Panchatattva 法部的问题嘛，谈到了这个部分。他今天本来他是要讲述 Krishna 的另外一个逍遥时光，但是今天看来时间上是不可能再讲新的这个逍遥时光了，所以 So Maharaj, you still have some 15
yes, yes.
minutes?
Yes, so, yes, yes, yes. So don't worry, we'll continue, don't worry. So this is the how Krishna did. So this is the Vrindavan when before we starting the entering this chapter, 15th chapter, the Krishna's Gocharan Leela. So when, and I'm just giving little background how the Brahma, because this place is not created by Brahma, the Vrindavan, because all the part of the Vrindavan is the consciousness, is the super consciousness. Even water has consciousness, even tree has consciousness, even rock has consciousness. Everyone has consciousness.
所以Maharaj 要让我们有做了一点心理的准备，好，因为他要讲这个 Leela， 其实就是要让我们了解 Vrindavan 真的不是一个物质的范畴，它是一个整个都是充满了就是超然的就是神性意识的地方。好，那在 Vrindavan 这个地方啊，它的山川大地河流，好，树木花草土地，好，马路，所有的一切其实都是有知觉有意识的。
All the trees are kalpavriksha.
All the tree are what?
Kalpavriksha, kalp desire tree.
所有的树都是如愿树。
And all the animals, the birds, everyone has consciousness.
所有的动物，所有的飞鸟，它们都是有意识知觉的。
Even fly, the cows, everyone's, because they are super consciousness, they are not super, they are completely Krishna consciousness.
所有的一切生物体，母牛，所有的一切都是在处在全然的 Krishna 知觉意识的状态之中。
So, how it is when we enter this Vrindavan and when Krishna Balaram enter this Vrindavan? Because Vrindavan itself, we know it is abode of Krishna's. It is spiritual, completely spiritual.
所以我们知道就是 Vrindavan 这个领域是完全的灵性的超然的领域，所以就因为这里有 Krishna 跟 Balaram 在这边从事的逍遥时光，那我们要怎么样才能够真正进入这个逍遥呢？
So I will give the example how this the tree is not ordinary tree.The rock is not ordinary rock. The dust is not ordinary dust.
所以 Maharaj 要来告诉我们，好，就是说为什么这边的树叫如愿树？那这边的动物啊，好，所有的一些生物体，他们是如何就是在这种纯净的这种 Krishna 知觉意识之中，他来让我们了解。
Because if we don't understand this, so we'll misunderstand the pastimes.
因为如果我们没有先有这样的心理准备的话，其实讲很多的逍遥，其实还是我们还是进不去，并没有办法真的去品尝。
So it is very essential to have understand this first, the tattvas, the philosophy.
所以就是了解关于 Krishna 的从事的逍遥时光中的这种哲学是非常的重要的一部分。
So because Krishna's pastime is so transcendental and so deep. If someone can think this, it is like how many years it is can take to understand it.
Krishna 所从事的这个逍遥时光是超然的，是非常的深刻的。如果我们真的能够进入这样的层次的话，真的我们会恨不得自己有千万个就是耳朵可以来聆听来品味。
even the tree they are so consciousness one tree in Bhandirivan one of the forest in Vrindavan called Bhandirivan
在 Vrindavan 的 Bhandirivan 森林中有一棵树，它就是可以来，就是也是充满了这种 Krishna 知觉。
That one such a that tree was a big tree, big banyan tree.
那是一棵很大的榕树。
And that was the bank of Yamuna.
然后这棵树是在 Yamuna 的河畔。
And it is spread over the Yamuna and covered by sometimes they climb the branches and the branches is completely opposite side of the Yamuna. They can cross over Yamuna through the branches and come to this side.
Okay. Is a tree or many trees? Maharaj, it's just one tree or many trees like this?
No, one tree.
One tree, okay. 那一棵有一棵
Bhandirivat. That is called Bhandirivat. The name was Bhandirivat. Means Bhandir trees. That is the banyan trees.
那这棵树是一棵 那这棵树是那个大榕树，很大，它的枝干的长，甚至于当你爬上去的时候，你那个荡树枝就可以荡到对岸，然后再弹回来，可以就回到这一头的岸边这样子。
Big tree and very nice, like very nice shadow, no? Very nice, cool shadow.
然后它的树荫非常的就是清凉。
And all the cowherd boys.They used to go fast there and they put their tiffin, they hang their tiffin that tree.
Put their tiffin.
And they have some wrestling, you know, some fighting, some playing.
然后他是那牧牛童们就在会在那边打斗嬉戏。
And Krishna kill someone to demand then they will come, they will take prasadam.
当 Krishna 就是杀死的恶魔之后呢，他们就会来到牧牛童们跟 Krishna 会来到这个地方，然后在这边。荣耀 prasadam.
So that was their daily activities.
这是他们每天都要从事的逍遥时光。
Sorry, this was actually I was going to start this, but it is because I was going to tell how the Vrindavan the tree is such a important, so that's why I spoke this. So this so Radharani saying to the Sakhis.He said, oh, Sakhi, I am such a, like, not good, I am not a good girl, I am not good. So, because, you know, that the tree, he could not tolerate the separation of Krishna, and he left, he disappeared, he left, but people saw,after Krishna left Vrindavan, the tree left. The whole tree left, disappeared to the Vala Vrindavan.
Yeah, yeah. 有一次，为什么我讲到 这个讲述呢，因为我想让你们知道，大家知道说，其实在 Vrindavan 的树，其实他们是有知觉意识的。好，有一次 Radharani 跟他的这个就是 Sakhi， 就是他的女性的朋友们啊、牧牛姑娘，其他的牧牛姑娘们在讲到说，她说我真的不是一个好女孩，我并不是，我比树都还不如。当 Krishna 就是离开 Vrindavan 的时候，那些树因为没有办法忍受跟 Krishna 的离别之情，那些树他们都离开身体了，他们连树都死掉了，而我呢，我连树都不如。嗯，
yes, like Puri Siddha Bakula, he disappeared, no? In night, one night, in night he disappeared. No, Siddha Bakula Puri, Siddha Bakula where Haridas Thakur used to sit underneath that tree, that is Siddha Bakula.
Siddha Bakula, yeah. 就是在 Siddha Bakula 那个地方的那个树呢，也是一夜之间， so just overnight, and
yes, overnight. King gave the order. King gave order to cut to the morning time. They want to cut the tree.
嗯，所以这个在 Siddhapakku 在就是 Jagannath Puri 那个地方 ，Haridas Thakur 就是在那边每念诵圣名三十万次的地方。那因为国王命令就是隔一天要把这棵树给砍下来。所以当天晚上那个树就自己就离开身体了。嗯。
So this is only four, five hundred years ago, and that was 5,000 years ago.
嗯。而在 Jagannath Puri 这边所发生的事情是在500年前左右，而我们现在讲的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光是在5000年前。
So these are, so that's why they are called Siddhas, means he completely liberated. Siddha Bakula means he completely liberation, no?
Siddha 的意思是 liberation, yeah.
Liberated, yes.
Yeah, Siddha 的意思是解脱，因为这里的这样的一棵树，它是全然的 Krishna 知觉意识，处在纯然的神性的知觉之中，好，所以它是解脱了的。所以 Siddha 就是意思就是解脱的意思，所以这里的树，哦 ，Maharaj 刚刚讲的，哦，这个 Jagannath Puri 的这边的这个树，还有就是五千年前的 Vrindavan 的那个树，那棵大榕树，那个完全那里的树全部都是就是充满了知觉意识的。
So, and we can understand how these trees they are so and.The dhams, how they are so powerful, and how they are so much love.
嗯，所以我们借由，嗯，我们借由这些逍遥时光，我们真的可以去感受到那圣地，还有那里的所有的生物体，像那个树，他们是多么的有力量，而是因为他们对 Krishna 有多么深的纯粹的奉爱。哦，让他们就是有那么强大的力量。嗯。
So、when Krishna because Nanda Baba Jashoda Mata they don't want Krishna go outside of Nandagaon, no? So he because he was and all the brajas, all the whole Vrindavan, the tree, the plant, all the cows and the monkeys, they all want to see him.
那 Nanda Maharaj 跟亚苏达妈妈，哈 ，Nanda 爸爸跟亚苏达妈妈，他们其实都不想要 Krishna 离开 Nanda Ground， 就是他们家，好，不想要让 Krishna 跑出去。可是事实上，在 Vrindavan 所有的生物体 ，Vrindavan 的树。Vrindavan 的乳牛、猴子，好，所有的植物，他们都想着 Krishna， 他们每天都想见 Krishna。
And all the coward boys and all Balram all want also go to see them, but Baba or Mama so attached. He said, "No, you're so little boy, and you should not. They don't allow them to go outside."
嗯， 可是因为 Nanda Maharaj 跟 Yashoda 妈妈他们对 Krishna Balaram 是那么的深情，那么的依恋，所以其实尽管那些牧牛童们啊，还有那些 Vrindavan 的生物体啊、哦，那么多所有的居民都那么想见到 Krishna， 可是他们就是父母对孩子的依恋，就是不想让 Krishna 出去。
So Yashoda Mama, she used to go to terrace of his palace, and she can saw where Krishna is. So that was there first allow Yashoda Mama, I can see in the terrace. My eye, up to that you can go, take the cap, and there. So Mama time to time go to terrace and see, oh, okay, Krishna is there and hiding the cap. And playing with voice. Understand?
You mean Yashoda Mama can go terror?
Can Yashoda Mama passed when Krishna was like 2, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years boy? So he, Yashoda Mama, Gandha Baba allow to go near place where Yashoda Mama can watch him. Yashoda Mama can go terrace and watch time to time, oh, Krishna is there playing. Means in his eyes. Only up to that they allow to go that up to that distance.
那当 Krishna 还很小的时候，要说到妈妈只允许 Krishna 在他的视线的范围内，好、哦，就是玩，就是他看得到的地方。然后他再大一点之后才愿意让他离他远一点点。Yes.
So this is the and all the whole Vrindavan, whole Braj wants Krishna to see him, to be with them, be with him.
那整个 Vrindavan 的居民，所有的人，所有的居民都想要让 Krishna 见到他们，他们都想跟 Krishna 在一起。
Oh Krishna, time is not permitting me. So this Leela fast we start. So Krishna becomes 6 years old. So because they, Yashoda Mama and Nanda Baba says, okay, because you are so small, when you are 6 years, Pavanda, when you are 6 years, then you can go, you can take the cows. So when you are 6 years old, so this is okay, Mama, Pap, Pitaji, so we are now 6 years. Krishna, although Yashoda Mama was so unhappy, but still because how long he can stop him. So it's okay. So that recently it was happened in the Gopashtami, in Kartik, month of Kartik, that only 1 month before that was happened now. So for that day he becomes 6 years old. So from that day he wants to go to, so this is the first time we'll start Krishna entering the Vrindavan forest. So next time we'll start how he entering the Vrindavan forest and how he likes and how he's feeling. Oh, his
yes.
love to his friends, to his all the creepers, all the trees, all the water, the river, everybody. How he like and how he love them.
所以从下次呢，就是 Maharaj 要给大家讲，就是 Krishna 正是到了6岁的时候，本来 Yashoda 妈妈真的对 Krishna 非常的依恋，她根本就受不了 Krishna 离开她的视线，可是她又能够把 Krishna 留在她的身边多久呢？6岁了，那就是一个叫做 Gopashtami， 就是才一个月前吧，就才过这个节庆，就是 Krishna 到了6岁，已经可以开始不是照顾小牛犊，他可以开始照顾正式的成为一个牧牛童，可以照顾母牛的时间到了，所以这也是首次 Krishna 进入 Vrindavan 的森林，他进入了 Vrindavan 的森林，真是太美好了，他就一路。欢天喜地的，他赞美着这些攀藤植物，赞美着河流，赞美着这些各种的动物，他跟他们的这种爱的交流，各种互动，我们就可以 Maharaj 就会带领我们进入那个 Krishna 的逍遥时光中。 Krishna 是如何深深的就是跟这个 Vrindavan 的大地跟 Vrindavan 所有的居民生物体他们之间的这种爱的交流。那这个下一次 Maharaj 就会详细的来告诉我们，带领我们进入 Vrindavan 森林。
So Vrindavan, all are, just remember, they are all are life, sajiv. They are not dead matter. The, you know, whole Vrindavan is the life.
所以我们要了解很重要的 Vrindavan, 它不是物质的一种死的没有生命的。 Vrindavan 无所不在，都充满了生命力。这个生命力不是物质的生命力，是全然的、超然的、灵性的生命力，所以是这个是特别的地方。
So this is the entering Vrindavan means entering the life. You can get the life.
所以进入 Vrindavan 的森林，它意味着什么？就是进入了 Vrindavan， 就是等于进入了真正的生命。
Okay, thank you. Actually, I have another class, so please sorry to tell you have this one.
Wow, very sweet.
So,
thank you, Maharaj. Thank you. Very sweet.
Thank you, all of you. And Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much.
Hare
from our heart. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.